Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you the uncompromised Word of God that is going to change your life. You know, we've been talking about the Word and how important it is, the Word, to work in you. And as you get the Word in you and you do what the Word says, you become a strong Christian. You become strong in the Lord. And today we're going to begin to talk about the subject of living by the power of God. God wants us to live by the power of God. The power of God is in His Word. And as we act upon the Word, we do what the Word says, we are going to live by the power of God that is going to be manifest. In 2 Corinthians 13, verse 4, "For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God." That's what Jesus did. Remember, he was crucified through weakness because he became weak with all of our sin, all of our sickness, all the chastisement for our peace. Everything of the law of sin and death was laid upon him. Yet he lived by the power of God. It says, "We also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God towards you." We are also able to live by the power of God. This is something that every one of us needs to learn. We're going to take hold of the Word and live by the power of God and overcome in our life. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, "God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God has given you a spirit of power. This word power we're talking about is a Greek word, dunamis, which means the miraculous ability of God, the power of God, or the ability of God, the miraculous ability of God to perform His promises in our life. You know, the Bible says that we're to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. As we seek how the kingdom works, the rule and the reign of God works, and we operate according to it, and we know our rights and our privileges, we're going to see the power of God come into manifestation. In fact, in Matthew 6, verse 13, at the end of the Lord's Prayer, which was a teaching on how to pray, it says, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever." The kingdom speaks of the rule and the reign of God. Well, we've been brought into the rule and the reign of God through being delivered from the authority of darkness, translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, that's the rule and the reign of God that we can function in with the authority delegated to us. When you start operating in the authority according to the Word, the power of God is released against your enemies and to bring forth the manifestation of the promises in your life. And then the glory is the manifest presence of God. The kingdom taking the rule and reign releases the power of God, the miraculous ability of God to bring into manifestation the glory, the manifest presence of God, bringing His promises to pass in our life. In Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The gospel, that means good news. The good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, is the power of God. And what's it going to do? It's going to produce salvation. It is the power, the miraculous ability of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You know, when you believe on Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, receiving Him into your heart, there's a change that occurs. You become a new creation. You're brand new. You get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And it's the power of God that brought you unto salvation, where you are changed on the inside. But you must understand that salvation is more than just being born again and getting the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Salvation also refers to healing. It refers to peace. It refers to prosperity. It refers to a salvation in our soul, which the Word of God saves our soul as we are being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And He also brings forth healing to our soul, healing to our emotions, and sets us free from all brokenheartedness and bondages and bruises that the enemy has brought in our soul. God's Word, the Gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation. How does it work? It works for everyone that believeth. The power of God goes into operation when you believe the Word of God and you operate by faith. In Romans 15, verse 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." God is a God of hope. And hope refers to the Word being written in your mind and becoming the anchor of your soul. Remember, in Hebrews 6:18, it talks about how hope is the anchor of your soul. Hope is a confident expectancy. It's the Greek word elpizo, the confident expectancy of what God will do. And hope is of the soulish realm, as the Word is written in your mind. This is part of what God does in the covenant. He takes the Word, writes it in our mind as well as in our heart. And the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Otherwise, when God's Word comes to you and the Scriptures bring hope, Romans 15:4 declares that, when the Scriptures bring hope, the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing. You've got to believe. In fact, it says that you may abound or overflow, be overflowing in hope, in confident expectancy through the power of the Holy Ghost, because the Word of God producing hope brings forth a manifestation of the power of God. And the Holy Spirit is here to confirm that Word, to reveal that Word, to watch over that Word, to see it come to pass and perform it in your life. So God's Word produces hope, and then the power of God goes into manifestation through the Holy Spirit. And down in verse 19, he says, "Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God," how he fully preached the gospel of Christ. He preached the gospel, and what did God do? God confirmed it with signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God. You see, this mighty sign, that's powerful signs and wonders, by the power, the miraculous ability. You've got to realize that you serve a God of power. You serve a God who has miraculous ability, who will perform His Word in our life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, "The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Why? Because on the preaching of the cross, what do we find? We find what Jesus did for us. Jesus became sin to bear away our sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God and have all the rights and privileges that belong to us. And we find out that now we are saved and we have the ability to receive these promises. And we see the fact that the power of God is available to bring forth the manifestation of the rights that we have in Christ. On the cross, Jesus also, He took away all that would cause us to be sick. He took away all the sickness and disease with His stripes. And by His stripes, we were healed. And now, we who have been born again, with the understanding of what Jesus did on the cross, that He took away our sickness, that healing now might be ours, we realize that through that, the power of God can bring forth healing in our life. Also, the chastisement for our peace was upon Him. The power of God is also that which will set us free from all mental bondages in our life. 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, "Unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." He's not only the wisdom of God, He is the power of God. And you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ on the inside of you when you're born again. Therefore, you have a spirit of power, like we saw in 2 Timothy 1:7. You've got to start realizing the spirit you have is a spirit of power. It is a spirit of the miraculous ability of God that will be released to bring forth God's will for your life. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 24, the Bible says here how His speech and His preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. This is important to understand, that when the Word is being preached, it's not just to give a bunch of words, enticing words of man's wisdom, but it's going to be by the Spirit of God, and it's releasing the power of God, because the power of God is in the Word, and it's going to be demonstrated because God is going to watch over His Word to perform it in your life. It goes on and says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Your faith in the Word of God is standing in the power of God, because there is power in the Word. Power in the Word on healing to produce healing. Power in the Word on wisdom to bring forth wisdom. Power in the Word on how you receive peace, to see the peace of God be manifest in your life. Back in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 19 and 20, he said that, I will come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. He wanted to see the power, the miraculous ability of God that was producing results and change in people's lives. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. If there's not power coming forth to change a person, to bring salvation, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to bring victory, to bring peace and prosperity, and to bring about change in a person's life, it's not the gospel. The gospel is the power of God to everyone that believes. And we see that God manifests Himself in the power of God, even in the gifts of the Spirit. It talks about the nine gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12. And one of them is the working of miracles. That's the working of miraculous power. Demonic strongholds cannot stand against the power of God. When you start operating according to the Word of God, and the Spirit of God starts operating through the gifts of the Spirit, you're going to see the working of miracles, the working of miraculous powers, and it's going to destroy the works of the enemy, praise God. God has set miracles in the church. A lot of people think that it's passed away, but it's not true. 1 Corinthians 12, 28 says that He has set in the church first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, the gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. All these things have been set in the church, and they are here for today. God manifests His power in the body of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, 7, He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Remember, it's the power of God operating through you, not yourself. That 2 Corinthians 12, 9, He talks about how He'd rather glory in His weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon Him. God wants us to live by the power of God. Remember that scripture, 2 Corinthians 13, 4, that He was living by the power of God, and now we shall live by the power of God in our life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.